But how do you stop people driving down the M1?
Honestly, we've got to chat with Senior Sergeant Braden Murphy, Head of Traffic. It's obvious, Braden. I mean, it's obvious every Brisbaneite's coming down here. They don't get it. They don't get we're trying to not make sure that, you know, there's no spread here on the Gold Coast, obviously.
Is there anybody left in Brisbane? I didn't think there was.
No one left to turn the lights off.
I think everyone was on the M1 yesterday afternoon by the look of it.
How do you do your job, honestly? Yeah. How do you not just want to call everyone knuckleheads to just turn the cars around and go home?
Well, we just ask for everyone just to, you know, do the right thing, and that's always not possible, is it? So, so obviously, you know, we'll have some strategies in place that, we hopefully just discourage people from travelling all around the place.
Right.
We will be looking out for Broncos and Brisbane Lions stickers, though. That's got nothing to do with COVID. They'll be offered counselling.
You know, there was a meme yesterday, Braden, that said, just wear your mask. It's not like we're asking you to wear a Broncos jersey. You know what I mean?
Exactly right.
Just put your mask on.
Or a New South Wales jersey for that fact.
Right in the heart. Yeah, there you go. So, what about a Gold Coast residence lane and then the rest of the idiots lane? On the M1.
Oh, that's good.
How good would that be? But then we'd still have people that would claim they're Gold Coast residents because they come down to Main Beach to have a soy chai latte or something. So
that's true. But don't you have those flash sort of check the license plate thingies for who lives where?
Yeah, the AMPR system, we have that. But that's got to be a vehicle flagged in the system already. So, most Bronco supporters will be flagged, of course.
What are you trying to get out of the weekend? Because we don't want people to be travelling around. Is there penalties for people that are trying to get from Brisbane down to the Gold Coast? We don't know what today's results are as yet. But, if we get a couple of positive cases here on the Gold Coast, Gold Coast might want to go north.
Well, last thing we want to do, Spider, is obviously find people, you know, and that's our last option. The first thing is we want to do is compassion. So, we just ask people to look at the current directions on the website and, you know, abide by that and, you know, stay home. And it's a couple of days and hopefully by Friday, Good Friday, the roads will be chockers again with everyone coming back down to the Gold Coast for the Easter break. So,
Right, being a senior sergeant, you'd be bound by the law. What would you like to do to them? Could you shoot at Brisbane Tyres? What can you do?
Oh, I don't have enough bullets in me.
Brisbane bullets, right again.
It's not just restricted to Brisbane people, I can tell you right now.
We've opened up a bit of a wound here.
Call me Machine Gun Kelly on the highway.
There you go.
So there's nothing we can do. We can't put a roundabout at Yatala. Just direct them back, no?
No, nothing at all, Bridgie. So, like I said, it was just one of those things. There's four lanes, a lot of traffic, so it's really just like, you know, the old duck in a barrel type of thing.
Should we just open up the Blues Fest and just give it to all Brisbane people? And then they're all in one thing. place at the same time.
I spoke to my New South Wales counterpart yesterday, and he said that a lot of people are already headed to Byron Bay, getting out early, but the problem is there's nowhere to stay, so... but anyway, that's New South Wales' problem. They got a lot of problems. So
they're not spreading disease there. They're taking it with them.
Bring it home. It is Byron Bay, so you know maybe something else might counteract the COVID and cancel it out.
And really quickly over Easter, do we have double demerit points here?
Oh, good point.
No, we don't have double demerits over Easter, Spider. We just have the normal double demerits if you get high, you know, over 20k speeding or seatbelt or mobile phone tickets within 12 months. But no, we don't have a holiday unlike New South Wales.
Okay. So you're not happy with New South Wales, are you?
Anyone else you want a pot shot? This is good.
They're all going for it, haven't they?
Senior Sergeant Braden Murphy, good luck doing your job today and keeping all those Brisbane people up north.